Good morning. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency, and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads as of 6:57 a.m. Stock market futures are higher. S&P TSX futures are up 1.5 points to 1,228.8. S&P 500 futures are up 4.75 points to 4,015. NASDAQ futures are up 16 points to 11,770.5. VIX futures are up 0.04 points to 23. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was down 0 points to 28,115.74. The China CSI 300 was up 3.96 points to 3,773.53. The DAX in Germany is down 32.27 points to 14,391.57. The CAC 40 in France is down 0.45 points to 6,657.07. The FTSE 100 in London is up 24.76 points to 7,476.91. Commodity markets. Gold is down 45 cents to $1,739.25. Silver is up 23 cents to $21.28. Crude oil is down $1.64 to $79.33. Copper is down $0 to $3.62. Natural gas is up 49 cents to $7.27. December corn is called to open higher at $6.58. January soybeans is called to open lower at $14.30. December wheat is called to open lower at $7.86. The Canadian dollar is 1.3418. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 3.97. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.04. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.53. The United States 10-year bond yield is 3.76. Bitcoin is at $16,581.80. Highlights of today's news. European Union discussing Russian price cap for oil at between $65 and $70 a barrel. Hewlett-Packard to cut up to 6,000 jobs over 3 years due to declining computer demand. Downtown Toronto foot traffic still 46% lower than before the pandemic. European Union votes to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. German Purchase Manager Index recovers in November to 3-month high. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform, it helps grow the show. Thank you.